It is a beautiful free-for-all Friday. I'm so glad you're here today. Always check out stevegruber.com to find the latest news and opinions that affect you most in Michigan and across the country. stevegruber.com, always be looking there. New stuff popping up pretty much all day long, every day. For the most powerful voice for business in Michigan, the Michigan Chamber Business Brief. Now, Michael Lamo is the Director of Environmental and Energy Affairs. Mike, nice to have you back.
Great to be here, Steve. Thanks for having me.
All right. So, I thought a lot of taxes are garbage. I do. I think that a lot of them are just garbage that are made up to pay for anything you can think of. But now there really is a trash tax proposal. So putting my garbage out, I'm going to get taxed on trash. I mean, the Democrats, they can imagine anything as taxable, can't they?
Yeah, and frankly, that's what we're seeing is a couple of these proposals that are kind of wolf in sheep's clothing when it comes to fee increases or, you know, taxes in other names that we're seeing this legislature push. And this is a big one. Everybody pays for waste disposal. It is something that is considered a critical service. If you live in America with standing government, waste disposal is one of the services you expect your tax dollars to provide. Now we're seeing this proposal to drastically increase the fee that we pay, called the tipping fee that we pay for disposal services, an over 1,000% increase to $5 per ton. It doesn't sound like a lot, Steve, but in reality, you've got communities that support on that rely on the trash coming into their communities. You've got organizations like local schools that are going to be affected by this, and then of course you've got large businesses that, because they're part of the automotive supply chain or manufacturers that deal with a large amount of waste through their industrial processes, that are going to be hit really hard by if this proposal should go through. And these are the same companies that are innovating every day. So let's be clear. You know, we support better recycling infrastructure. We support waste reduction and doing all those things to support our environment. But these are companies that have done virtually everything they can to reduce their waste. They still have a lot of it because they're manufacturers, and they're going to get hit with a hefty price tag.
Of course they are. It's remarkable to me. You know, we live in a state where the budget has gone from $55 billion at the end of the last administration to, what, $82 billion and growing. I mean, you just keep spending, and it's happening at the federal level as well. The national debt was $5 trillion in 2009 when Barack Obama first walked into the White House. It's seven times that much now, and they want more taxes. It's like you bring in $4.5 trillion at the national level, most money that any government ever collects, and it's not enough. It really is insane, Mike. It's totally insane.
Yeah, and our messaging going back several budget cycles where we had federal dollars coming in from COVID, or we had federal dollars coming in for various programs, fiscal responsibility matters more now than ever because these are one-time dollars. But once you use them to create bigger government, you know how this goes, Steve. It doesn't go away. And so taxpayers, Michigan taxpayers, are ultimately left on the hook. Here's an example of, opportunity the legislature had to put significant one-time funding behind brownfield cleanup. That's what this tipping fee proposal is now supposed to go to. Well, the $80 million that this tipping fee, this massive increase in our trash tax is going to create, is a drop in the bucket.
But don't we already have programs like that? Because, and I hate to jump in here, but Mike, but we have Superfund cleanup sites at the federal level. We have other funds that are dedicated to clean up these areas that need remediation. Why are we doing it? We need more tax for more dollars to get remediated. This is a trash tax, all right, but for a totally different meaning. It's a tax that's already been covered in different places, and we should just be left alone.
Yeah, and you can talk about funding, better funding solutions, but this isn't the way to do it. And we'll always say, you know, regulatory barriers are the biggest cost drivers for a lot of these things. So you reduce the barriers, you reduce the regulatory barriers for companies to clean up their brownfields, they're going to do that. And we have a great program to do so. But again, big government tends to get in the way. And so now we're seeing proposals to just add taxes, add fees that everybody will pay in order to try to address a problem that should be addressed differently.
Right. It should be addressed differently. What's a better solution? I mean, just tell me what we should be doing here. Look, we produce a lot of trash, but here's what I know we can't do. When I grew up, Mike, we had a burning barrel in the backyard. Good Lord, I can see the trash cops showing up and telling me, oh, you're burning trash, you know, and find me right on the spot from the EPA or Eagle or wherever they come from. The trash cops would be right on my doorstep if I dared to burn trash like we did when I was a kid. Of course, that probably ruined the planet. We're all going to die because of it, which is some other such nonsense. But honestly, I can't have a burning barrel in most places. It's illegal. If I pay to have my my trash anyway, which means my those little dumpster deals we have out by the street, right? It's going to cost me more. It was $15 a month. Now it's about $25 a month. Yep. Soon it'll be $30 or $35 a month. Just for the standard thing that everybody has, you know, that you see along the road, every place you go, one of those little Kirby deals, right? It's just going to raise the price on everybody.
What you're talking about is a really important aspect of this, in that there are folks in this state that still have trouble accessing waste disposal services because, you know, we have rural parts of the state where it's just difficult to make the business case to provide those services. This certainly makes it more difficult. There's no question. And so you're talking about access. All the while, we have legislators talking about, illegal dumping in areas like Detroit. This proposal will not make that better. This will only exacerbate that challenge.
Look, there's illegal dumping on my property. Seriously, I have property out in the country, and oh, look, there's a couch, just what I wanted, you know, or whatever, because people are not going to go to the dump to pay for it. I mean, you take a couch to the dump, it's probably a $100 bill. People are like, I'm not paying $100. We're getting pinched everywhere else. We're not paying $100 to get rid of an old junk couch, but we'll just throw it on this guy's property, and he can deal with it. That happens. Well, it's always gone on. But I think it's probably worse now than it's ever been. I'll give you the last word.
Well, think about affordable housing, right? So there's a lot of things that we say we want to have for this state. Affordable housing, access to critical services. You know, unfortunately, this proposal really makes all of those things more difficult. It doesn't solve a lot of problems. It creates a lot of new ones. So we're going to continue to oppose this proposal and ask the legislature to pay attention to the negative implications.
Yeah, but Mike, I have good news. If you want to pay for your trash, you can take an illegal into your house for $500 a month. Mike, thank you very much for being here, and thanks for playing.
Thanks so much, Steve. Appreciate the time.
Have a great day. There you have it. It's just tax. NeuroGuard Plus. Stop concussions before they happen. NeuroGuard Plus bringing you this portion of the Steve Gruber Show. Dr. Michael Hutchinson has patented a mouthguard for athletes in all sports, and using this mouthguard prevents concussions almost completely. Those using the breakthrough technology only suffer concussions 0.26% of the time, 0.26 or less. Incredibly increases your strength and speed up to 16%. You can lift more weight. You can run faster and jump higher. That's according to Michigan State and Wayne State, not me. They tested the NeuroGuard, and they certified the results. Go to NeuroGuardPlus.com. Use the promo code Gruber, and you can avoid concussions and save 10%. You won't have that shock of a heavy price and knocking yourself around. Save 10%. Promo code Gruber at NeuroGuardPlus.com. Prevent concussions and feel good. Keep your head in the game. When we come back, Dr. John Lott will be here. The red flag laws, what do they mean for you and me?